KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team continued their successful season by winning the Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament on Saturday. That was held up at Kemper Catholic High School in Carroll. The Trojans won the title for the first time since 1980, just after wrapping up their first Hawkeye 10 dual title since 2010 earlier in the week. The Trojans had an impressive seven wrestlers in finals matches at the tournament on Saturday. Three of those wrestlers won the championship. Carter Cox at 120 pounds, Chase McLaren at 126, and John McConkie at 285 won titles. Runners-up for the Trojans included Abram Moore at 106, Cole Hansen at 113, Colby Sorensen at 132 pounds, and also Drake Roller at 170 pounds. Trojans finished with 235 team points to defeat Creston, who finished second at 212. Red Oak was third with 190.5, just ahead of Glenwood, who had 190 points for fourth. Lewis Central was fifth with 159.5. Harlan, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, Shenandoah, Denison, and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. The Trojans now will prepare for sectionals coming up this Saturday at ADM High School. Also in wrestling on Saturday, the Audubon Wheeler Invitational held. It was Missouri Valley winning the tournament as they finished with 267 points to outpoint Logan Magnolia, who had 238 for second. Audubon finished with 135.5, good for third place. East Sac County and Exira EHK are the top five. Logan Magnolia JV, Atlantic JV, West Harrison, Carroll, Missouri Valley JV, and Audubon JV round out the rest of the field. Among the champions, Sam Kyle of Missouri Valley at 106, Zane Carrier of Missouri Valley at 113, Remington Meeker of Logan Magnolia at 120. At 126, it was Wyatt Crocker of Loma winning the title. Siler Haas of Missouri Valley, the winner at 132. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley wins at 138. At 145, Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley, the champ. Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia wins at 152. Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley, the champ, at 160. Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley wins at 170. Jake Soule of Audubon wins at 182. Missouri Valley's Jackson Winchester wins at 195. Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia was the champ at 220. And Audubon's Isaiah Taylor wins at 285 in Saturday's meet. Also on Saturday wrestling, the ACGC Charger Invitational was held, and it was Clarion Goldfield winning the title with 169.5 points. Van Meter, 156, was second. Panorama, third at 147. Underwood, fourth at 130. Woodward Granger rounds out the top five. There were 22 teams in all in that meet. The rest of the top 10 includes Southeast Valley, Southeast Warren, AHSTW, ACGC, and Riverside finish off the top 10. Among the champions in that meet Saturday, Logan James of Underwood wins at 113. His teammate Alex Thompson, the 126-pound champion. Joel Becerra of AHSTW wins at 145. Tyler Van Houten of Panorama at 152. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW wins at 160. And ACGC's Cade Sewer, a champ, at 220 pounds in that meet Saturday. Also at the East Mills Invitational on Saturday, it was Southwest Valley winning the team title with 187 points. Maple Valley with 137 was second. Southwest Iowa at 135 was third. Woodbine East Mills trainer Thomas Jefferson and Archbishop Bergen round out the top eight, or the eight teams in that tournament. Among the area champions, Colton Hauschild of Southwest Valley wins at 113. Trainers Tommy Dyson at 120. Southwest Valley's Tegan Lundquist at 126. Seneca Calhoun of Thomas Jefferson wins at 145. East Mills' Luke Stortenbecker, the champ, at 152. Southwest Valley's Merrick Gall wins at 170. East Mills' Chris Darnold, a champ, at 182. Woodbine's Joey Wolfe at 195, the winner. And from Southwest Iowa, Thomas Wilson wins at 285 pounds in that Saturday meet. Also, a lot of high school basketball around the area on Saturday. Let's check some of those scores. First, in girls' hoops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Kemper Catholic wins a non-conference battle over St. Edmund, 56-47. In the Western Iowa Conference, girls play Saturday. Tri-Center beating AHSTW 42-33. Trainer Downs Audubon 60-29. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Woodbine 55-52. West Harrison beating Arweva 48-39. Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 64-23. Glidden-Ralston over Charter Oak Ute 66-19. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beats Earlham 55-41 in girls basketball Saturday. In boys high school hoops on Saturday from the Hawkeye 10, Kemper Catholic a winner over St. Edmund, 64-44. It was Lewis Central topping Sioux City North, 73-49. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW a winner over Tri-Center, 57-45. Trainer Downs Audubon 58-47. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Woodbine 68-49. Arweva winner over West Harrison 84-34. Bowyer Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 62-54. Glenn Ralston topping Charter Oak Ute 58-50. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Earlham a winner over Nottoway Valley 71-57 in boys hoops on Saturday. Let's get to top 25 college basketball. Yesterday, the top-ranked Villanova Wildcats needed a late rally to avoid their second consecutive loss and third of the season. Dante DiVincenzo scored on a tip-in at the buzzer to give the Wildcats a 61-59 win over 12th-ranked Virginia. Elsewhere, it was Kadeem Allen with 14 points. 7th-ranked Arizona topped Washington 77-66. Also yesterday, 13th-ranked Louisville, a winner over North Carolina State 85-60. Cincinnati wins its 12th in a row, the 19th-ranked Bearcats 94-53 over South Florida. Also yesterday was reserve Jack McVay matching his season high with 21 points, and reserve Jariah Horn had 16 as Nebraska knocked off 20th-ranked Purdue 83-80, and number 24 Xavier pulled out an 82-77 win at St. John's on Sunday. In women's college hoops yesterday, 3rd-ranked Maryland outscored Iowa 33-18 in the second quarter, and that was pretty much the difference as they cruised to a 100-81 win in College Park on Sunday. Here's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
You can't have any lapses against them because they'll just exploit it. And that's what we had. You know, we had a 3-minute lapse in the second quarter, a 2-minute lapse in the third quarter when we got it down to 11. And they'll just pounce when you do it, and they did.
Iowa shot 46% from the game, but they had no answer for the Terrapins on defense.
I mean, we take the 2-point and 3-point shooting numbers any night. You know, we'd probably take 15 turnovers, 5 in the second half, any night. But certainly, you know, we can't give up 56 paint points, and they just shot the ball too well. You know, 60% from the field, 44% from 3-point range.
Kathleen Doyle led the Hawkeyes with 21 points.
5 assists and only one turnover, 3 steals. She shot the ball well, 3-for-4 from 3-point range, was perfect, 2-for-2 from the line. Just played with, you know, some defensive intensity and moxie, and I really, really love the way that Kathleen played today.
The Hawkeyes are 4-4 now in the Big Ten. They're 13-8 overall on the season. Well, the president of the board that oversees the University of Iowa is stiff-arming a state legislator's attempt to forbid the Hawkeyes from hosting a Friday night football game.
And the University of Iowa is part of the Big Ten. The Big Ten's going to have Friday night games. The University of Iowa probably needs to do that.
That's Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter, who says there's an important tradition of having high school football games on Friday nights in Iowa, but this is a unique situation. The Big Ten plans to schedule 6 Friday night games per season through at least the 2022 season. State Representative Peter County of West Des Moines has sponsored a bill that would forbid the Panthers, Cyclones, and the Hawkeyes from hosting home games on a Friday night. Rastetter said during a weekend appearance on Iowa Public Television that each athletic department should make those kind of scheduling decisions. The bill, if it became law, would ban the Iowa-Nebraska game that's been held on Friday after Thanksgiving for past several years. Well, the AFC came on top in the Pro Bowl at Orlando yesterday. The Junior Conference took a 20-7 lead before a late interception secured a 20-13 win over the NFC. Alex Smith threw a 26-yard touchdown pass to Doug Baldwin, and Andy Dalton found Travis Kelce for a 23-yard score to put the AFC in control. The outcome hung on the balance until Lorenzo Alexander picked off Kirk Cousins deep in AFC territory with just over a minute left to play in that game. Also in NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts have hired Chris Ballard as their general manager. That announcement came Sunday on the team's website. Ballard was chosen a little more than a week after team owner Jim Irsay fired Ryan Grigson after 6 candidates interviewed for the job. He takes over a team that had missed the playoffs each of the past 2 seasons after going 8-8, but he can also build around a franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck. Previously, Ballard was serving as Kansas City's director of football operations. He was hired by the Chiefs in 2013 as director of player personnel. Ballard also spent 12 seasons with the Chicago Bears, primarily as an area scout. The San Francisco 49ers' new general manager is former NFL safety and Fox Sports football analyst John Lynch. The 3-time All-Pro selection replaces Trent Baalke and inherits a franchise that was 2-14 this season, matching the worst in team history. Lynch comes into the job with no front office experience, having gone straight from the football playing field to the broadcast booth in 2008. Well, the first Grand Slam of 2017 could be remembered as the Old Australian Open after both singles titles were won by 35-year-olds. Roger Federer followed Serena Williams' victory in the women's final by outlasting longtime nemesis Rafael Nadal for the men's championship. Federer was just 2-6 all-time against Nadal in Grand Slam finals before he pulled out a 6-4, 3-6, 6-1, 3-6, and 6-3 triumph. Federer became the oldest man since Ken Rosewall in 1972 to win a slam. It's his 18th career major title, his fifth at Melbourne, and his first since 2012. Well, the Metropolitan Division currently has four of the top 10 teams in the National Hockey League, so it makes sense that they should win the All-Star game. Florida forward Wayne Simmonds and Blue Jackets forward Cam Atkinson scored 5 seconds apart as the Metropolitans turned a 3-2 deficit into a 4-3 win over the Pacific Division in the Midwinter Classic in Los Angeles in the National Hockey League All-Star Series. In golf, Spaniard John Rahm eagled two of his final 6 holes to win the PGA's Farmers Insurance Open by 3 shots over Charles Howell III and C.T. Pan. And Brittany Lincecum birdied the first playoff hole to beat fellow American Lexi Thompson in the season-opening LPGA event in the Bahamas. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.